This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied a permit to a $700 million project to build the nation's largest coal export terminal in northwest Washington state. The agency yesterday found the Gateway Pacific Terminal would interfere with the rights of Lummi tribal members to fish in their traditional grounds. Seattle District Commander Colonel John Buck said in a statement that the project cannot be permitted as currently proposed. The project, a venture between Seattle-based SSA Marine and Cloud Peak Energy, would handle up to 54 million metric tons of dry bulk commodities, mostly coal, at a deepwater port at Cherry Point. The Lummi Nation had argued that tribal members fish in the area and that the federal government has a legal obligation to protect fishing rights secured in an 1855 treaty. Project developers had asked that an environmental review that began in 2013 be suspended until the court decision on the tribe's request. Missoula police are investigating after the former county attorney reportedly removed items from a secure storage area in the county attorney's office last week. Current county attorney Kirsten Pabst said yesterday that Fred Van Valkenburg is one of the people seen entering the secure area on May 3rd. She said Van Valkenburg took a box containing unknown original files and/or property. Pabst says Missoula police are investigating. Van Valkenburg said yesterday that he asked the county facilities manager to let him into the storage unit to retrieve some personal items that he left there. Van Valkenburg retired as county attorney in January of 2015. Pabst says her office is reviewing its security procedures to ensure such a breach does not happen again. She declined to answer further questions, citing the ongoing investigation. A nonprofit organization says Montana's campaign finance laws are so vague and broad that the state regulator can enforce them against groups he dislikes while ignoring similar allegations against groups he supports. Attorneys for Montanans for Community Development will ask U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen to rule those laws unconstitutional during a hearing today in Missoula. MCD is a social welfare organization not required to disclose donors or spending to the Commissioner of Political Practices. It argues it will be required to make those disclosures if it produces issue ads that include the names of candidates for office. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Kochenour says in his argument to Christensen, the laws are unconstitutional, or beg your pardon, are constitutionally sound, and there is no evidence that they've been enforced selectively. The National Automobile Club AAA says six states that allow marijuana use have legal tests for driving while impaired by the drug that have no scientific basis. The study commissioned by AAA Safety Foundation said it's not possible to set a blood threshold for THC, the chemical in pot that gets people high, that can reliably determine impairment. Montana's primary election is just over a month away, and yesterday marked the deadline for voter registration. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Regular voter registration closed Monday, but Secretary of State Linda McCullough says if you miss that deadline, there are other ways to sign up to vote.
Well, starting tomorrow, they can register to vote in a county office or in an office designated by the county clerk and recorder, or in a satellite office when those are open, and they can register to vote all the way up until 8 p.m. on Election Day, which is June 7th.
Voters who signed up for absentee ballots should be seeing those in their mailbox in the next week. Voters can still sign up to vote absentee until noon the Monday before the primary. Absentee ballots must be received by county offices by 8 p.m. on Election Day. McCullough is encouraging voters to not wait until the fall to cast a ballot for this year and to participate in the primary.
Well, I think it's important that you have a say in who will be the candidates that go into the general election.
McCullough says about 40% of registered voters cast ballots during yearly elections, but during a presidential election year like this year, there will be greater turnout. If you'd like to check on the status of your voter registration or learn more about how to register to vote, there will be a link to that information on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.